ओम ज्ञान चिरंधस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
Oh fathers, giving some indications based on descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam of how society ought not to be. Prabhupada was, how society ought to be. Prabhupada was constantly addressing the theme of how modern civilization is, how it is not as it should be. But he's also given, based on these descriptions, in, especially based on the descriptions on Srimad Bhagavatam and also Prabhupada's experience in his personal life, giving descriptions of how society should be. Here we see the description of how the cowherd men are dressed. Now there's been a word coined, aestheticism. This is a word made up by someone to give the idea of cultured taste, art in day-to-day life. Now if we see the Vedic culture, this idea of art, it was not separate from the activities of daily life. Art, if we say, painting, sculpture, literature, music, drama. Now, all these things are very much prominent in Vedic culture. But it wasn't that there was a separate department. Sculpture. You go to a museum and look at a sculpture. Or you go to a museum, an art museum, to see paintings. Or you have in your home some picture just to look at. Rather, everything was aesthetic. Aestheticism was there. But everything was either what you might call some practical day-to-day use, or for use in the worship of God. Art was mostly centered around the worship of God. The whole life was. So drama would be dramas of the pastimes of the Lord. Art would be decorations within the temple, or paintings would be paintings of the Lord that were for worship. We read of the 8 types of deity. One is a painting. And actually this kind of deity was quite prominent at one time. Especially Brahmins who are worshipping the deity in a main temple, and they would be living around the temple, and in their homes they'd worship Shalagram Shila and a picture of the deity. So in this way the paintings, they were of the Lord or of his pastimes. So dance, now it's become popular in India that people think it's very high class to send their daughters to learn Bharatanatyam, which is also a con. There's no such thing as Bharatanatyam. You won't find in Shastra anything called Bharatanatyam. There are different styles of dance for the pleasure of this, of the Lord. So dances, they would rehearse for so many, for days and weeks and years. And then the performance would be for the deity, not for public performance. Especially ladies dancing in public, that was another kind. Dance. The British call them notch girls. It comes from nachna. That means prostitute. That's another kind of dancing. That's low class. Of course, even many so-called high class people have kept prostitutes or dancing girls. Dance, sculpture means the form of the Lord. Not just you have something like this or something. Or something completely bizarre called the sculpture. I was just reading. Someone went into an art museum. He was looking at the different paintings. Then he came into a room and he saw there was a big pile of gravel. So he thought, well, maybe he came in the wrong room. It's because some construction is going on there. So he quickly walked out, maybe. So he came in a forbidden area. Then he saw some other people coming in from another entrance and looking at it. And he saw a sign that had been put inside the pile of gravel. Pile of gravel. It's a work of art. Not an art. The public toilet. This is art. So they didn't have any such idea. I mean, they weren't even toilets. The toilet means the field. So Andy Warhol couldn't have made it into a work of art anyway. But everything was either connected with, either directly for worship. The art was meant for the pleasure of the Lord. Or they're just that there may be within the temple different paintings of the pastimes of the Lord. So that is for waking up the consciousness of the people to God consciousness. Or aesthetics, just like this, you see, somewhat aesthetic. That not simply a functional chair, but there's some decoration. And often you'll find elaborately carved. Everything used to be like that. If a carpenter had to make a box, then it's not just you get some planks and dum dum bang it together, but to make it very elaborately with carving, or otherwise it would be smooth surface and painted very nicely. In Russia, I see still sometimes they give me some nice box, very nicely painted with pictures, Krishna's pastimes, everything aesthetic. Even now in Bangladesh, you see the rickshaw, they have these cycle rickshaws, thousands of them. So every one of them will have some painting on the back. Usually now used to be something like fields or the river. Or nowadays it's mostly some silly thing with some guy with this and holding a gun and smoking. But still the idea is there, they should have some painting. There's no need to have it on the back of a rickshaw. It doesn't make the rickshaw run any better. But when you're stuck in a rickshaw jam, you can look at the picture. It's aesthetic, it looks nice. So that idea was there. Everything should be very nicely ordered. Still, that idea is there. There are some people with what we might say some aesthetic taste. They have very nice gardens. They have a nice big home with a nice garden. In England, that was considered part of the English way of life. Everyone should have a little house with a little garden. They should have at least a little garden. And at the back, they'd keep where you can't see, they'd have some vegetables and chickens, usually also. And at the front, which was facing on the road, everyone would have a nice garden with a hedge, some flowers. So when you're walking along the road, you'll see these nice displays. Even the train station. So you have an all Britain contest for the best kept railway station. And the station managers that makes different gardens and arrangements. So that idea was there, some aestheticism. We read in Dwarka also the description of the city. What a difference to the city of modern cities with so many parks and gardens and beautiful birds. Where there are trees, there are birds will come. And the birds are chirping so nicely in the morning. So lakes. Very nice arrangement. So this is Prabhupada in one purport mentions. Better late than never. This should be ready every day for Prabhupada. Who wants to volunteer to make chandan for Prabhupada every morning? It's not coming. It's not happening. It's not happening on time. Any volunteers are going to make it for Prabhupada every morning? Okay. At least until Kartik season. Kartik Purnima. Dev Diwali, it's called here. So Prabhupada in one Prabhupada mentions that these things are necessary in human society. Here I'm saying all these things in relation to how it's described, how the coward men, they're very nicely dressed. Yes, I was talking about people think nicely dressed means Ray-Ban sunglasses, some Levi jeans, Nike shoes. But this idea of nicely dressed means with silk, turbans, jewels. For men also, not only for women. Nowadays even the women don't have. Maybe some plastic bangles. That's the modern fashion for young women, they don't have any jewelry. See, do they have or not? No. Otherwise it would be a shame for a father that his daughters would not be decorated. They should have gold here, here, so much here. It's considered a great shame. Even the very poor people or low class people, they won't see their daughter without gold decorations and silver on the feet. Even the poor people, isn't it? They at least have some, when they're given in marriage, at least they have to have some gold. Otherwise it's considered a very great disgrace. But now it's considered, everything has to be like the West. So in the West they're poverty stricken. They would think they're very rich in the West. But in the West they're poverty stricken because they don't have such things. Maybe they have some plastic earrings or something like this. So now the women in India are also imitating. We must be like the West. No gold, no jewels, none of these things. But in the traditional society, even the men had so many jewels. Not sannyasis, not brahmacharis. Sometimes we see the brahmacharis with Ray-Ban sunglasses and things. Not meant for you. But men would be very nicely dressed. Everything. Just there's no. You can say there's no need, but that is some aestheticism. That gives some taste to life. Otherwise, everything is so stereotyped. Sometimes people say, "Oh, traveling all over the world, it must be so interesting." It's nothing interesting. It's the same everywhere. Everywhere you go, in all the cities, they're all the same. In all of Eastern Europe, it's just the same. These big block buildings. And in America and in Europe, it's more or less the same also. All the cities are just the same. I mean, they're not exactly the same, but the same. The roads, and some high buildings, and then suburban buildings. Boring. And everyone's dressed the same everywhere. All over the world, if it's in fashion to have your hair in some style, then the whole world is no variety. Just whatever the big fashion companies decide is in fashion, then everyone has to wear. It becomes the fashion for the whole world. They sell you one kind of shoes, one style of shoes, and then a few months later it's a different style of shoes. I was just told that you can buy there's these shoes you can buy in America, Nike shoes, $200 a pair of shoes. 10,000 rupees a pair of shoes. And then when they go out of fashion, new fashion comes in. Then you have to buy a new pair of shoes to keep up with the fashion. Nonsense. But here they had, it wasn't that you have to buy new things again and again and again with gold. That gold is made and that will stay in the family for generations. When a woman is old and her husband dies, then she gives up all her ornaments. That goes to the daughters. Or the daughters, according to different castes and systems, they do. Even the cooking utensils, they have brass pots or copper pots. So that will last. You'll see that'll be in the family for many, many years. Or even more high class, the highest class thing is to cook out of clay pots. You cook once, throw it away. Very high class. That's it. So everything was made, had some value. Silk cloth, very valuable. That you may not use on every occasion, but that will be something lasting. That's why the silk sari, wedding sari, red sari, that the mother will use, then when her daughter gets married, which wouldn't be so much later because the daughter didn't wait till 35 years old to get married. But they'd be married young. And they'd have children young also. So that the same wedding sari would be used by the mother, then her daughters, and then they'd pass down like this. So everything had some value. Some cotton cloth, of course, that may not be lasting. It'll be made at home. Gandhi had the chakka. That's actually the culture. Made at home. The women will make, they'll spin the cloth, spin the cotton, make cloth, make at home. Now they have the khadi industry. Otherwise, khadi was at home. It was all made at home. And so everyone would make their, every family would make their own clothes. Very nice. It's a very nice condition. Nowadays that's considered primitive. Nowadays it's considered you have to have big factories. Even this, up until very recently, it was very common that anyone, if they had a shirt to be made, or even a suit, which is a Western idea anyway, then they'd go to the tailor. But now it's all become ready-made, isn't it? Now it's, the tailors are going to be out of business. Previously the potters, there was a traditional caste in India, the potters, so they had plenty of business because people use clay cups and throw it away. But that's also going out. They made some decision, the railway minister about, what, 7-8 years ago made some decision. We shall have plastic cups on the railways. So if people drinking tea in streets, instead of drinking out of clay cups, they drink out of plastic, which you throw away and it makes pollution for the next how many thousands of years, who knows. It doesn't biodegrade. Whereas the clay pot, this habit that you picked up of just throwing things here and there, it doesn't matter because it will disintegrate into the earth. And there's the clay, there's plenty of clay, so you can always make more. So a whole class of people are put out of work by this. Otherwise there's no... Nowadays people are so crazy, how to get a job, but there's no problem in a traditional society. There's no problem for work, because it wasn't, everything wasn't made by machine. Your clay pot, for agricultural work, it wasn't done by big machines that puts everyone out of work and then they have to go to the city to make such machines. But agriculture is labor intensive. Even you make your house, you put a thatched roof, that requires someone to regularly rethatch it. Not that you build some colossal skyscraper building out of reinforced concrete. Jump from the top floor when you get so frustrated. But everything was labor intensive. Now people think that's very primitive. But Prabhupada is glorifying this civilization, such a wonderful civilization, in which people had time for God realization. That was the center of life. That everything was pleasing in the sense that everything was very aesthetic. You see, there's like a modern building. It's not at all pleasing. Why are people jumping from the top of the building? Because you're living totally artificial to live in some packed up little space on the 50th floor of some building. And the children have no place to play. They're crammed in some little room with the TV blaring. No wonder people become crazy. The whole way of life makes you like that. Unless there is open space and gardens, which are very and soothing to the conscience. You hear the birds chirping instead of hearing the autos revving, rah, making some horrible noise. And in the cities, the which birds will come? The crows. So the sound of the crow, that's not pleasing. That's why it said that Vyasam Tirtha. Literature that does not praise Krishna, that is compared to a pilgrimage place for crows. Crows, they're not at all pleasing. So the modern city, the garbage is thrown here and there. The crows come. You know, pleasing birds. So naturally it makes people, it's very bad for your consciousness. We've simply developed this whole society without considering what will be the ultimate effect. That is the last thing that is considered. What will be the effect on our consciousness? It's just thought that it's the American ethic that the pursuit of happiness is the right of everybody, the pursuit of material happiness. There was some dispute recently in an American university in which one student was upset the Indian students who were studying there, saying that actually this Indian civilization is very backward and American civilization is the most advanced, because no civilization in history has given so much opportunity for everyone to unreservedly engage in the pursuit of happiness. Whereas in Indian civilization there are so many restrictions, so many funny ideas. In the West, it's always considered an amazing anomaly and something very laughable that Hindus worship cows. They just consider it just ridiculous. Just like the biggest joke in the world. You worship cows, we don't worship. You kill cows and eat them. That's our way of life. What is this, worshipping cows? It seems to them most stupid, because their whole way of life is simply based on what they consider to be practicability. As an animal, eat it. Cow, tastes good, makes you strong, eat it. Now in India also, it's a very common thing, cow eating, for all, for Hindus also. In Mangalore, I was just recently in Mangalore, in one college, they serve regularly, they serve in the canteen for all the students, cow's meat. It's the cheapest. Kerala's just next door, there's cow slaughter is legal there. So you bring the beef, distribute cheapest meat. Previously in the colleges in India, they didn't serve meat at all. On the trains, they didn't serve. Then they brought in veg and non-veg on the trains. And soon it'll be only non-veg, no doubt. So that's what the animal is there. Kill it, eat it. What's it? Worshipping the cow. They think so many. Hindu society, generally in the West, it's considered something bizarre. This whole idea that women should be, or the caste system, and that women should not have freedom, it's all considered very strange and bizarre, and worshipping different gods. Hinduism has such a, traditionally Hinduism has had a very bad image in the West, something really uncivilized, strange, all kinds of strange, practically savage things they do. And of course, very much publicized that people throw themselves under the raft wheels and commit suicide in this way. There may have been such cases in the past. Sati, that women will throw themselves on the fire of their dying husband. All these things are considered just abominable. It's complete. But they don't understand what is the spiritual basis behind all these things. Their idea is that life is meant for enjoying. Why there should be so many things? Even our own devotees in the West, they can hardly understand. It seems many of them can't understand many of these things. So this civilization, Prabhupada wanted to bring this in. How we can be materially prosperous by following Vedic culture, materially and spiritually. Material prosperity doesn't mean to have some tin can motor car and live on the 50th floor of some apartment block. With plastic, eating off plastic plates. Gavaya dhanavan, that Prabhupada quoted. Who has got cows and grains, that's considered wealthy. Who is a wealthy person? Who has got cows and grains? If you have cows and you get milk, that is the milk and grains is the two main necessities of human society. Other things may be there, but these things are most necessary. Food, first thing requires food. And also cows, why they're required? Because from cow's milk, drinking the cow's milk, that is supposed to nourish the brain in such a way that the spiritual consciousness can awaken more easily. And ghee is required for sacrifices. Ghee and grains are required for sacrifices. Ghee is also required for offering food to Allah. Ghee is also required for good health of human beings. So these things are required. These are the main things. So as these things, and then other things may also be the silk, jewels, These things are very common, very prominent in Indian society, even until recently, even now. If there's any social function, women like to dress in silk saris. And it's actually, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say as a sannyasi, Prabhupada said, he said dressing in a sari is much more feminine. It's actually a fact. It's wearing some jeans and short haircut. You can't tell whether it's boy or a girl, except they have some t-shirt which is even completely revealing their breasts. It's just, it's low class, very low class. So sari, that is brings out the feminine quality. But now, of course, women, they don't want to be feminine, shy or chaste. They want to assert themselves, be company directors, so many things. So this Vedic civilization, again and again, Prabhupada is stressing on this. How to get there? How to actually establish that? We're not actually sure. We haven't done. But at least the necessity we should understand. And as much as possible, we should follow that ourselves also. Not become slaves of the wrong idea. Shastra is very much promoting this Vedic civilization. Prabhupada always spoke of Manu as the law books of mankind. So we shouldn't become compromised on any level. We may say, well, I'm not a Mayavadi, but I have different ideas about social organization, but it's all part of Shastra. And unless one can establish a system in which Krishna consciousness can flourish, then he shouldn't try to override the Vedic system. And you can't do that, because the Vedic system is the system. Simple social system. It's like trade is there, but not this complex bringing something from one place, sending it thousands of miles to somewhere else. It's not required. You'll find in India that traditionally that how the house is built, it's according to the local materials. In Orissa you'll find stone houses, they bring big blocks of stone. In Bengal, mud houses. In different places you'll find wood houses where there's lots of forest. So no need to bring a big cement factory polluting everything for miles around. Not necessary. Whatever's there locally, you can take that. And that's actually better. Especially food, if you just grow what is locally grown, instead of importing food, bringing from somewhere else. What is locally grown, that will be most healthy and most tasty. It's a very simple thing to understand, but our modern society is so far away from that, that sometimes you may think that, well, we should just go on with modern society and add Krishna consciousness to that. That is one phase of the Krishna consciousness movement. That this society is here now, so living in it, making the best of a bad bargain, we have to preach Krishna consciousness. But ultimately Prabhupada wanted to take our movement to another phase, which is to set up alternative society based on the Vedic culture. Quite different to the modern way of life. Very different. Beginning from the economic basis. Instead of being the economic basis relying on oil which has to be imported from other countries, if you don't get it everything collapses, electricity has to be piped in, you're dependent in so many ways. You're dependent on the Arabs for oil. Or you're dependent, if the Assamese cut the oil, then the rest of it, now there's oil coming up in Gujarat. But if the oil gets cut out, if the Pakistanis drop a bomb on your oil refinery, then everything stops. Or electricity, if there's a power failure, then everything stops. But there's no such thing if you produce everything locally. Who will suffer least in the event of worldwide economic collapse, or what is the people who never had these things anyway? The people who put oil in their lamp at night, who make their own ropes, who plow the field with bulls, they won't be affected at all. For them there's no such collapse. There's no collapse because they're living on the lap of nature. They're not dependent on some big, huge arrangement. The water supply, what will you do if there's no water comes in? All these cities, they're so much dependent on water supply, electricity supply, petrol supply, as they call it in India, petrol. They're so much dependent on all these things that if any one of these things breaks down, banking system, if any one of these things breaks down, then the whole thing's finished. If there's no petrol or diesel, then you can't truck in your vegetables. What are you going to do then? You're living in your big high building, in an apartment worth 20 lakhs. What are you going to do if there's no trucks bringing in vegetables? So Prabhupada is recommending this. This is, you don't rely, you don't be dependent on all these different things. Some point in time, it's all going to break down anyway. Prabhupada predicted. So better to live more simple life, pleasing life, chant Hare Krishna. In the city, there's always so many disturbances. Noise disturbance, people are disturbed, and they disturb you, and you are disturbed, and you disturb them. The whole way of life is just based on disturbance. So much endeavor. So get a job, work hard, and at the end what do you get? Some chapati to eat and some clothes to wear. But you people living very peacefully and simply in the country, it's not that they have to work hard and strain their brain and be under so much tension and strain. Very artificial way of life, which drives people crazy. They get divorced from the natural understanding that life is meant for a higher purpose than simply eating and sleeping. And they take as the all in all, simply working hard, and in the spare time, there's the entertainment industry, huge entertainment industry, making people crazy. There's so many foolish ideas. So much entertainment means you have to think of more and more foolish things. Or sometimes they have some films which are supposed to be very intellectual, Stanley Kubrick films or something like this, but it's all just intellectual nonsense. I never saw any of his films, but you can't help hearing about them. So intellectual nonsense, because it doesn't bring you to the goal of life. The whole of Western intellectualism, it's all nonsense, because it doesn't bring you to the goal of life. It asks so many different questions, but it doesn't give you any answers. Whereas the Vedic culture from the very beginning is based upon the answer that life is meant for understanding God. As the Western civilization, it's forever searching for happiness, which they'll never find. Because they don't have any proper basis. Therefore, it's Western society, it's like living on a permanent earthquake. There's no basis. It's always shifting. Therefore people feel insecure and unsteady. They can't put their trust in anything because everything is always changing. Whereas traditional cultures, it's not that they have massive social upheavals, huge migrations of people, and constantly changing the whole morality and philosophy, everything always changing, fashions always changing. It's not like that. Simply generation after generation, people live in the same way. And the goal of life is there, to understand God. I'm convinced of this. The Vedic culture is that which we have to bring in. How to go about that, it seems to be difficult because we're in the grips. We're like just like Kaliya was gripping Krishna. So we're, of course Krishna is independent, that's his game. But we're in the grips of this modern civilization. It's very difficult to escape from the whole way of life. But that has to be done. At least talking about it, we can at least not compromise wholesale with modern civilization, and understand the needs to move towards that, the Vedic culture. At least as much as possible incorporate the values of that in our lives. At least not be carried away by thinking this modern civilization is very nice. Is there any question? Making farm communities. And as much as possible, yes, to live a different way of life. But it's difficult because of the whole economic system surrounding us. Just like if you want to produce your own food, in America, for instance, it's much more expensive than if you buy it from the shops. In Russia also, because they have this mass farming system. And we're also just like, you don't have your own system, but then by law you have to send your children to school, or they have to study a certain syllabus, demoniac syllabus. So there are certain practical difficulties involved.
Maharaj, if you can just say that we should do everything in service of Krishna, and we will not have reaction. Generally, if we use this machine, which is metro, in English position, but if we use cars and scooters for service of Krishna, but still the smoke is coming out, which is mainly in that one. So will that increase the pollution, or that will be taken care of by demigods?
No, it will increase the pollution.
Which we are using for Krishna.
Yeah. We're using for Krishna. Still it will increase the pollution.
We are talking about stay according to Vedic civilization. But for ordinary persons who against modern civilization, is that acceptable?
Ordinary persons who are against modern
civilization.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There are some practical difficulties in bringing this into being. It's not impossible, but it's difficult. It's very difficult. It's the modern way of life is such that it's very difficult to go against it. The society is set up in such a way that you have to go along with it. That's true of any society. Man is a social being. To go against the way of life or the standard economic system is not easy in any society. Practical Prabhupada said that Varnashram Dharma could be established by chanting Hare Krishna. So as far as I can see, although we shouldn't stop our efforts to start farms and all this, just like one of our devotees later is making a farm in South India. But you know, he's still, it's supposed to be organic and self-sufficient, but he's still, it's way out in the jungle. So he still, you know, he still has his, he has a truck and a jeep, comes into the city. Because he has to, just like the land permits, and he has to visit the district town and meet the officials, and he can't avoid it. I mentioned that several times in the class, that there are, we're not there, but that's where we, at least we should know that's where we want to go. So I wouldn't very much preach about this among the public, except to say that this is our ideal or our standard. But we don't want to go on about it too much, because unless we show it, it sounds like empty talk. It's something that needs to be done. Many of our devotees, they think that it will happen when, by necessity, when things start to break down in so many ways. But even now we see, I don't know the ins and outs of the whole economic and social condition in Russia, but we see that practically the economic system there has broken down. There was a communist system, it broke down, and no other system came into place. The opposite of communist is capitalist, but there is no capital. Capitalist system means there should be some capital on which you can build up. But there's no capital. So so many people don't have work, they don't have jobs. But there's no mass move to the country. Now I don't know if people could even do that, but still people are just accustomed to living in the city and they're going on. Of course, that's a very difficult country also, isn't it? Different, according to which part of the country you're in, up to 8 months a year you can't do any agriculture anyway. Just frozen. The what? It's another point of modern civilization, because everything is, women were respected for their womanly qualities, motherliness, chastity, and now that everything is advertised with pictures of women, so the whole projection has been that women, instead of being considered as mothers, they're considered as sex objects only. And this idea is there, freedom for women, equality. So if there's equality, then where's the respect? Women were socially they were kept subordinate for the sake of protection. Just like a kshatriya, he protects. So to protect, you have to have some control.